Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So, let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girls. We're controlling this. My sister, Seema, the birthday girl,
You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy October 1st. Happy birthday. So we definitely.
I'm going to dumb ass crazy this year. If you ain't at my birthday party when I announce where it's at, you must be in the fucking closet somewhere doing something dumb.
No, oh,
yeah.
Gotta
be at my party.
Something real strange going on if you're not there. Definitely, of course, going to celebrate her birthday at the Diamond Spotlight Showcase. What do you expect to do today, Seema, to be a party?
Huh? Hello?
What?
I didn't hear you.
What did you say? No, I was saying, what do you expect to do on your birthday? Like, what do you
this year? My urine has to be worth like $1,000. That's all I'm aiming for. That's all I'm aiming for. I'm sorry. I'm not getting drinks in me that's top shelf, top of the line. I don't know what else I'm doing. Other than that, I'm be looking bad as shit with everybody else around me. If you ain't smelling good, do not come up to my party. I might kick you out.
We gotta make sure all the guys is ready for the party. What? That's the topic for tonight. And of course, we do have the co-host, my boy, Buckband in Reno. Tomorrow night is definitely going down. Fire Friday, Buckband in TV. I'm pretty shy, Stacey, you know what it is. Reno, how are you doing tonight?
Kevin. Yeah. Doing very good. She running. You on the move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm doing real good. You know, Friday night fire. Definitely tomorrow night. Got Show Tizzy Flyboy in the building talking about Silverback Season 2 DVD and the new Silverback Season mixtape he putting together. I mean, definitely got a couple new numbers for people, so look up for some updates tomorrow. I got a whole lot of new stuff I'm going to present. I got a whole lot of new stuff I'm going to present. Miss Banks is going to be in the building for my last hour. I got DJ
Yay.
Big Trump going to be for my first hour with Show
Tizzy.
Show Tizzy, you know what I mean? Talking about Silverback Season 2 DVD. And I'm going to have everybody calling in, speaking on the topic. Do you feel that is loops or politics in the game blocking people out? You know what I'm saying? So I think the conversation going to be pretty deep.
It will.
Yeah, I'm going to answer because I'm going to call her with my voice changed tomorrow night. You're not going to know which caller I am.
Don't be practicing
all
your
the numbers
response either.
Listen, on some real shit, I'm talking shit, but tonight I'm going to really answer the questions. And I'm going to tell you, yes, it is. It's always loopholes because, first of all, if you can do something better than another person and you get there before another person, or if you know more persons than
hey,
another
whoa,
person knows, or if you got more money.
Don't talk about it too much. Save that. You know
I'm
what
just
I mean?
Saying. Tomorrow I'm going to call. No, tomorrow
save
I'm
that.
Calling. It's going to be all strange. I'm going to show you. Tomorrow I'm calling and I'm talking all this bullshit. So I got to answer this question tonight. Well, Felicia, I think I'm talking shit.
Well,
we all know.
Well, it's definitely about to go down. It's definitely about to go down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll get on the queue on.
Oh, it's going down what? It's going down what? Blowjob, Chewy's.
It's going down.
Excitement. You know what I mean? Topics.
No.
I actually got a hot artist on there. You know what I mean? A new night. You know what I mean? Fresh music. Everything. It's just going to be right.
You having fun. That's
in.
What's up. It's just going to be
you
real
better
nice.
Call in, Seema. Oh, we fighting.
You don't have to better do
the,
shit. You ain't going to wait. Ho, Reno.
Reno,
I know you excited and everything, but Reno.
Fall back. Hold on.
You fall back. Seema already knows she's calling. Right, Seema?
Me, she is. Exactly.
That's a threat. So.
No, no, that wasn't a threat. That wasn't a threat. That was a promise. It's like, no.
First of all, yeah. We don't have threats. Because we don't take Charlie to threats. Like, I swear to God, like, my family, And I don't even swear to God. But my family and people who I be with on a daily basis ain't that too tight, like. Niggas is, I don't know. Please be nice to me, everybody.
All the callers in the building, if you want to join in, press that one. We'll definitely lock you in with Miss Honest Fire or Miss Seema Fire.
You are so cute, Seema Fire. Seema Fire is cute, but that we don't like that. Her name is just Seema. Y'all saw love tonight's topic is a good one. We're talking about the manly men that we know, talking to manly men about their business, you know what I'm saying, handling business, is what's most manly about a man that we like the most, you know what I'm saying?
Manly about a man that we like?
I mean, I like a manly man about his business. That means, like, you're making money, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to have muscles and stuff, but money is definitely...
Yeah, you probably should have a little bit of muscles. I'm tired of these niggas who think they could be fat and then get what they always want, like some trim-ass, tight, skin-looking woman. Get your shit together.
Hold up. I can't have a little skinny mini.
That's why Trey Songz couldn't get it in my book. That's why
not
Trey Songz,
skinny,
I love your boy.
But I'm saying, come on, beer bottle, stomach and shit, looking all fat and shit. No.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that shit. Oh, no. No. Because if you fat, you need to be.
I don't know. If I'm in the gym and you want me bouncing on top of your ass, you better be in the gym.
Oh, okay. You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with that. For real, for real.
Everybody, you have your preference, but I need me a man that's bigger than me because I'm violent and I don't need nobody I can fuck up. I'm like 5'8". 185, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little tall. I start swinging and shit. I need you to catch my hand before I get to your face. Because if I hit you, we gonna bust on you forever, and it's not gonna be nice. Like, you're like, yo, man, I vibe black my dude eyes. You're like, we gonna break up right away. We break it right up. They thought black guy, like, yo, I just robbed my dude. He a bitch. I swear to God, sometimes I need to do comedy and shit, yo. I'm going to do that stand-up show with my people. Next Wednesday, I'm definitely going down to the Laugh House. I saw my boy, my career is horrible. Wait a minute.
You don't even know him.
That's fucked up.
I know his name. Wait a minute. His name is... Shut up. Play some music. I'm always forgetting stuff. That's Josh Koch. Yeah, I know his name. That's my homie. I've known him forever. So, yeah, he's funny. He definitely did a couple shows with me. You know what I'm saying? Showing love. Real funny. They was all day on South Street, like I said, doing their thing. Catch me. Yeah, you know, South Street. I actually got an announcement to make. Can I get an Arizona team? I got an announcement, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be working down from my own office on 4th and South, you know what I mean? Definitely doing them crazy promotions. The studio is down there, definitely. No, thank you. Yo, I swear to God, only in Philly somebody come right up for you. I got that tree. doing a little run to the store. But no, like, organizing a lot of shit, so definitely get with me. I'm going to talk about it during the show. But I definitely got to get into some music. Shout out to the men, you know what I mean? Show a love. Like he said, tomorrow night, we're going to have special guests. You know what I mean? Show Tizzy, my boy Buck Bandit Reno doing his thing. So we got to show some love. And I want to play music from the Sucker Free Super Fly Boys, Grind Crazy. We'll talk about this topic. I love a man that smells good, you know what I mean? And then I even want to bring it up now because sometimes they come in handy, and I'll just tell y'all why a little later. But we will play this music, like I said, Sucker Free Super Fly Boys.
Fly Boys.
Fly Boys.
Fly Boys. Fly Boys. crack, no pills, I can stand money. That's why these lames can't stand it like they Van Gundy. Years back, I was a charger like Stan Humphrey. All up in that crocodile like my man Dungeon. She, I'd rather had a wisdom instead of money. And my credit on the streets is a 720. I be on some fly shit, so I ain't never bummy. As far as bras, I won't touch them if they smell it funny. X around, I'm a thorough young bro. Young legend in the city like I'm Earl Monroe. See these wings on my hat, got your girl gung-ho. So when I leave, then your girl gon' go. Cause I'm a fly boy. Grind cause I let it grind. Wanna see my brother shine. And they come to Sizzy, cause Sizzy got that other kind. All your flow is stepped on. Sizzy got that butter kind. Middle of December, got him thinking that it's summertime. Oh yeah. Yup. You know we doing that. We on Benango. Crazy. I grind all the time and keep my eyes open. You on the internet looking for a job opening. We pop champagne and back to back lime roll it. You gon' need a locksmith to get my eyes open. Soon as I hit the club, it be going down. I got 1,000 ones we could go around. I got 10 bottles of rose just to go around. He threw money in the air. It's snowing now. You could build a snowman on the dance floor. Go in, pick it up. That's what it's there for. No questions asked if you want that fast paper. Quick paper, slow paper is better than no paper. Rapping is fast and I'm acting, I'm stacking. You've been going for a while. They was asking what happened. I was deep in the books defining the word trapping. In the Cabo, wings fly in the dragon.
I'm sorry, y'all. We had a little technical difficulty to come in to the show. We start running our mouth on the other line like we do.
Mm-hmm.
But want to get back into this topic, you know what I mean? Show some love. Shout out to my boy, MAS, listening.
Shout out to Omi.
You know, the topic a little, I can invite my mom to tonight's topic, you know, we're not too much talking about, you know, the stuff we normally talk about. Check out the past episodes at the new URL, blogtalkradio.com/Philly Shine Radio, if you know what I mean, because we're doing more than just this one show, getting ready to invite new co-hosts, comedy, beautiful Buck Bandit Barbies, Reno as a host. He's going to be all over it. So who knows what he's going to come up with as far as his idea brain. I'm going to use my idea brain to some things. A lot of people, we're going to put all our ideas together and have some fun.
And, of course, I might even do some daytime shows from, like I said, my office, trial period. But I know I'm going to definitely blow it out the water, just get even more business-minded, get more busier myself. Like, it's definitely a great opportunity. Find me on 4th and South, looking out the window, just chilling and shit. Can't make the ticket, but it's all pretty. Man, it's coffee. I'm definitely looking for a fucking foot rubber, too. I think every office needs a foot rubber, and I'm going to get a neck area. Neck area and the foot rubber in the office. You know what I'm saying? We gotta show off a little bit. Like, I'm talking shit. This is all going to be about business, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to all 5-5. I seen you today. He was on some great behavior, you know what I'm saying? He was on his business. Shout out to Nafi Stewart, Philly Networks, with a great opportunity in SPEMG. You know what I mean? Definitely no stranger to Philly Shine. But like I said, it's all about growth right now. We're all merging and doing wonderful things. Shout out to Key West Radio coming back in October. We're going to be doing our thing this month, performing again September 25th at Mill Creek. So definitely get with us. It's an 80s theme party, so you know how it is for us ladies. We're going to throw on that sexy ass shit. I'm wearing a leather skirt and shit and fucking it's going to be wet. Like, I don't know. It's going to be hot. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait to get on stage. And, of course, Diamond Spotlight, October 3rd. We got to get you. When are you coming out for Diamond Spotlight?
Oh, we'll be there.
Of course, we got the crazy, beautiful host. Host Shima, let me might as well start the topic with you. You know what I mean? We had a lot of fellas. Oh, my gosh. You would have been so proud of the guys on the show from last night. Men, they kept it 100, see me.
That's
they kept it 100. I was like, wow, the one dude kept my breath away. He was just talking so much real shit. I was like, oh, my goodness, you know what? You definitely made my day, sir. He was just like, just check out the archive show. I'll talk about it to you later. He's my sister. You know what I mean? I look out for everybody else. You got to definitely tune in to the show. Reno, can you want to request a song and play some music?
Maybe.
Do it. All
right, well then, here we go. Long time.
Girl, you must be out of your mind if you think you can get with me.
With me, with me.
Now you see me doing fine. You want me,
me.
Now,
now.
Look how far.
Crazy, no thinking you gon' get me now.
Why?
You see I'm on my grind, yeah, I'm on my job. You wanna get with me now? Didn't want me before, you telling me now. You was playing hard to get.
That's bull.
Just cause you a dime, I'm a boss. Oh yeah, my omni-ish. When I was down, you hesitated. Said you wanna be friends. You see the moves I'm making now. You want me to get up in?
I'm good.
See all that damn, you can keep it to yourself. I'm on to bigger and better things, and that's with no help. Now you mad at the world, blaming that. Everybody else is ashamed.
Why?
When you're the
why?
One who made that choice to fuck with all them lanes. I'm doing me, beating a team, trying to take chicks to Spain.
Why?
Think I'm stuck over you?
Why?
Bitch, you
why?
Must be insane.
Girl, you must be out of your mind if you think you can get with me.
With me, with me.
Now you see me doing fine. You want me,
me.
Now,
now,
look how far.
Like,
I could have had you, but I missed my change.
You
know what it is, the kid Buck Fiend in Reno, CEO slash host of Buck Fiend TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Fiend TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Fiend TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. You're listening to
Fire Philly Shine
on BBTV.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shout out to Lil Bobby. You know what I mean? Doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely every day learning to be nicer because, I don't know, people are just disturbed. I'm going to leave motherfuckers alone, too. I'm learning to be nicer, and I'm definitely leaving people alone. So like, this young boy, I walked the board today, was just real disturbed. He looked disturbed the whole time, but my dumb ass started to forget even what the hell we started the conversation about, but it just is a little weird. I'm going to stop being bad. Because he stood up there. I was sitting there with my girlfriend's son or whatever. He's like 13. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're with him, huh? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, can this guy please get away from me? But end up just being troubled. So I'm just going to stay to myself. Every day, you know what I mean, it's about being focused. And not bothering people because niggas is crazy. I don't know if he was ready to stab me or something. Some crazy white guy. I was on 52nd. I thought I'd share that. Yeah, I could complain. It's my fucking show. But we talking about the business. We having fun. I want to also welcome in to Philly Shine's Manly Man Night to my boys from Philly Network. I just mentioned them, so it's good that you called in. Welcome to Philly Shine. I feed Stewart. What's good with you?
You there,
Nafi? Hello? I think we might have lost him. Hello?
We keep him moving. No, maybe he clicked over or something like that, but we'll get him back on. And so say what's up. What's up with my mom? Oh, she thought that the number I sent her was something else. I love her. But we won't keep this. What the hell is wrong with you? That's me. I need to wash up.
Shout out to definitely. I'm chilling here over at Thundercat Studio. Reno holding me down on the switchboard. We just played that track. You must be crazy. I'm feeling that track. You know what I'm saying right now. Definitely relate to all them relationship tracks. But I'm not gonna complain about them. There's been a lot of good things going on. Definitely a lot of good smell good going on. You guys are definitely impressing me. That new Marc Jacobs bang, the whole title of the cologne, I just love it. Like, have you got a chance to smell it, Seema?
Yes, it's crazy. That is.
Yeah.
When a guy can walk past you and he smells good, sometimes it don't matter what he got on. Or what he look like. If he smell good, it's just like, damn.
No, definitely it don't matter. Because then exactly, because if you can smell it on him, you want him to come closer or whatever. Like, I like when I hug a man and for some odd reason I get the cologne on me. Like, it don't even smell that strong on a guy. Oh, my gosh. I go in the house and be like, oh, shit, I smell just like him. I remember when I was younger, I used to take my friend's T-shirts. Like, my friend, he used to just smell so good. Like, I remember I took his T-shirt one time just to make my baby father mad and shit. Like, I put it with his white tee. He was like, what the fuck is this? Like, my shirt. But, you said what?
I said, I used to do that all the time. Like, home.
Damn, y'all
bitch. My damn. His ass used to smell good all the time. I used to just be holding on his shirt like, damn, the hell is that?
Yo, how about I seen your ex and shit the other day when I was at this cookout? What was his name? The big one, Richard.
He's about to get married.
He is
a good boyfriend.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I do not. But
he got fat as hell.
Yeah, he real fat. I didn't even know it was him. He was like, what's up? I was like,
He's like, oh, what's up, Honest? You got any sausages in your pocket? You got any sausages?
No, like, it was real funny because he was like, what's up, girl? I'm like, who are you? He's like, Richard. I was like, oh, all right. I couldn't see you all get in the car. Like, I couldn't see you. He's like, yeah, I'm about to leave. I'm like, okay, bye. Like,
he's like, before I go, do you got any sausages in your back pocket?
Free no. Not even fair for you to be talking like that. He definitely wasn't getting no food from me. I don't share, so.
Yeah, that's funny. That is funny. I don't even.
But yeah, after your boy, who knows what he smell like?
That's not my boy.
She ain't claiming him no more.
He's cool. Hey,
no,
he's
I'm talking
cool
shit.
People.
I'm talking shit. Yeah, he definitely cool people.
He put him on the IR.
Everybody know I talk shit.
He put him,
yeah,
he put
might,
him on
he
the
might have gained weight, but that nigga be fly all day.
That's what's
yeah
up.
Yeah, basically, yeah, definitely. I don't
yo
know if he's a fly.
Yo, big guys not fly is don't mix because
it's
then you got like you got t-shirts
yeah
all under your rolls and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
sweat stains under your chest.
No, big guys definitely got to dress up because
you got to fly.
You look a mess.
You got to fly it all.
Fat guys don't ever try to come at me, though. Like, at one time I had a fantasy and I wanted to talk to a fat guy, and I ain't, don't be trying to come at me.
See? The right fat guy at the right time could have definitely got you.
Right? Yeah. It's crazy. They messed up.
Damn.
I'm done. For
damn
real. Because, you know what my fantasy was? My fantasy was just some dumb, stupid shit, but I'm about to say
like,
out my fantasy.
Like
was
two fat dudes.
But no. I was cold one night, right? And my boyfriend, he's skinny. And I just wanted to lay on top of his body and be comfortable. But my body, it didn't work. So I'm like, if you I could get caught up in some of your creases and be comfortable.
Wait a minute.
We're going to be rubbing some vinegar chips all on his chest.
Can you please repeat what you just said?
I want to get caught in his creases.
Like, caught his creases. Okay.
Like,
small enough to do it.
And then another thing, a fat nigga, like, other bulls, like, if he big and fat, he got to be, like, 6'2", like, 340 pounds, 380
damn
pounds.
You a nigga, if he roll over on the wrong side, you done. You small as shit.
Yeah,
you gonna roll over and
like,
kill your ass
like
in the morning. Basically, where you at? You're going to be stuck to his back and shit.
First of all,
right. I got to put a 4x4.
Damn.
First of all, SEMA is Paris Hilton's size. So if they fall a fuck asleep, he is going to smother her. So that's the end of the daydream because you're going to wake up. We fuck about. Like,
he's taking me and shit. Like, damn. Look, I got fizz and shit. The fucking baby.
I'm
going to
help him clean his creases out. I'm mad.
I would. If I love him, man, fuck it. I'd do it. Baby. I'd be like, baby, you missed the spot. Let me lift that part of your back up. I got you.
You lying like.
I know she lying. She is lying.
Don't know
like,
big guys. Don't approach
you
and get your feelings
know
hurt.
When you in love, you ain't never changed none of your girlfriend's pads before?
No.
No. What
the hell? You ain't love her.
What the hell? You What'd you say today? What?
I'm messing with y'all. I'm messing with y'all, nigga.
We're all fucked up tonight. We're all crazy. I don't even
know. No, for real. If you drunk, like, I got crazy drunk one time and my period was on.
Yeah.
I woke up with a clean pad on and in the shower. That's love.
That's some real shit because I'm going
to
tell you one time when I was drunk with it. I'm going to tell you one time when I was drunk, I woke up with the same pad, and it was like, and I was like,
ew.
What are you doing to me?
Hey, Reno, man.
Yo, that shit nasty. See, this is an honest fire show. This ain't Friday Night Fire.
That's not nasty.
We ain't talking about that.
Like, what would you do? Like, for real. Like, you going to put me in the bed nasty?
Yeah, you want me to
have a pill?
No.
Okay,
yo. That's a revolutionary
relationship. That's some, for real, that's some real love shit.
Yo,
like, yeah,
fuck that.
Like,
I ain't changing it. I'll put your ass in the tub.
Hey, Lito, man,
this is what
y'all do every week, man.
Ew. Boys act so crazy about, like, menstrual periods. Like, get the hell over it.
This is definitely conversation for our Wednesday night. You know, to be new Women's Wednesday. We definitely been it last night. Benched a couple people. Named some names. We were talking shit about everybody we wanted. We had fun talking about the topic, which was I forget. Damn, I'm always forgetting shit.
Yo, this is false.
Yeah, we talk about fucking. As usual. It's all about
your
fucking.
Y'all show is wild.
Huh?
Y'all show is off the
hook. Nafis, it's a shame that you now speaking up because we gave you a whole introduction. I introduced you to everybody. We clapped for you.
Oh, shit, my bad, yo.
Do over.
Shit, I'm about to shoot right back out the crib and shit. I just called the log and show y'all some love. You already know.
Oh, well, definitely, that's what's up. Yeah, we was waiting for you, like I said earlier. I was like, we just going to wait for him. I was like, it was nothing going on.
I'd have been embarrassed. Man.
No, next time that shit happened, I'd be like, look what I could do. I need the Mad TV sound effect and shit. That'd be real cute. definitely thanks for calling in. Thanks for the opportunity. We're going to get some business popping off. I'll see you there on South Street tomorrow afternoon or whatever.
You already know I'm going to see you then.
Definitely. All right, see you. Yeah, I want to go up to some more music, show some love to my boy G-Stack. He got that crazy track called Get to Know You. You know, we could bounce a little bit to it. We could dance to it, John. What else was we dancing to earlier today? Something. Damn, my memory is horrible. I just got too much on my mind. And I'm excited as fucking hell. New opportunities. Crazy shows. Mill Creek. Holler at me about your ticket. Definitely showing love. We're going to play this track from D-Sync. It's called Know You.
Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya.
Just woke in a club like this. Did a day in my mind, but the night was dumb. Look to the left, I'm still my friends. We was pretty young, same thing, what night skin. What's the chance of that? I said I'll buy her a drink, but I don't answer that. She turned around before she sat on my lap. I said I already ordered a two shot, but yeah. Feels like I already know this girl. Oh, this girl, I'm looking at her like, oh, she's thorough. All you gotta do is give me a chance to romance. You understand the legitimate man. We can walk through the park at night and hold hands. I'm just trying to get to know you, no chance. And I'ma say there's more in life than just games. You can get to know the love of your life with one glance.
I walk up in the club, and what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she's dancing. She's dancing all alone.
Thank you.
Bobby V, Rob Young.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to it, then you'll get retired.
She got that fire,
yeah.
Highly desire,
yeah.
Body major, ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. With a chest like Esther Ashot. Like Buffy, I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight crumsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana. Cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper. Down harder, put me in the sleeper. Now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Connections, hook collabs up with no prop. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a monot. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon, tell I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match, can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wicked enough to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my local.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Chase hoes.
No.
I always get shows, new polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's. Chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo. Still on my grizzly getting cheese like queso. I like them good girls, they use their rock halos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a coat in a chick, thick as Keisha Cole. The right features and I hit it to the bleachers. Not the keys, out of Alicia. Grand Slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's good. Right up on Levin Wood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot and nigga.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
I'm glad you said that. You know what I mean? We're playing that good music. That's my boy Bravo from ATL featuring Bobby Valentino singing on the hook. She got that fire. Definitely the original track we play here on Philly Shine. That's showing love on Philly Shine. Having fun. We got my co-host, the beautiful Seema, hosting, actually co-hosting with Big OC Diesel, fat guy, but he married, so can't have him. His wife right there and he will fuck you up. Shout out to April, we love her.
Hello.
Yeah, you know April. But definitely we chilling, Buck Bandit Reno. He's doing his thing, you know what I mean? He can say tonight because it's almost Friday. It's Friday over in London right now. They just waking up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they waiting already. I told them it's Eastern time.
I know, but I've been from London to Paris. Like, we just said.
Oh,
We just said it real fast. Like, I was talking about London, but then I was like, hold up. I know people in Paris. I don't know people in London. I know London, the name, and where it's at. I can point to it on a map, but I know people in Paris. Yeah, women. Don't tell them about what I be doing on my side. Y'all, I'm a secret agent. All right, y'all tell y'all can know. And if I tell y'all anymore, I have to kill y'all.
Secret escort.
What? Shout out to Larissa. She in the background. She background co-hosting, you know what I'm saying? Showing love, busting on me.
Don't let it make you.
You know what? I'm tired of you talking to me like this. My sisters always want to be the stripper. That's real fucked up.
I'm real thirsty, but I'm like, make that money, don't let
my
it
My sister like, you can't dance. You got to really know how to shake what you got. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You got to ask all that ass. But for real, you ain't even got to shake it. That'll be too much. They just stand on stage, spin around.
It's not that easy. And I tried stripper pole dancing classes, like I said, on the other show, and that shit is hard. The pole is metal.
Cut off some poles. Get off the pole. You don't need to be on the pole. That's for bitches with no asses. Just stand on the floor. Your ass is magnificent. Like, oh shit, it's more of it. Oh, it's more that way too.
That's why I would be a real man. She would definitely try to prostitute me out, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't even prostitute you. All you gotta do is stand on the stage, and then I'll put you up in a place. You give me all your money. I make sure you got some clothes, and I'll be riding around a fucking Bentley.
You was funny as shit. Definitely it's not my forte. I work too hard on my feet to be on my back. You know what I'm talking about? Or even
that's funny.
I work too hard on my feet to be on my back. You know what I mean?
I know, that's right.
We gotta definitely shout out to all the hard working bitches out there because you guys. It's hard.
I love
stripping. You know what I mean? Like y'all got your plate.
No, strippers work their ass off on their feet. The ones who ain't no whores, they good. But the whores, they work.
So we got a new caller in the building. We got a new caller in the building. We got a 646 number with their hands raised. So let's get into that. 646-430.
All right,
well,
who are you calling? Welcome to Philly Shine. What's
the
name? Where you calling from?
I'm in Vegas right now. It's the H and it's Vinny show. Hello?
I can't hear you. What's your name?
It's real windy.
My name's Vinny Show. Hold on. Let me turn the head. Yeah, this Vinny Show. What's going on?
Definitely showing love, you know what I mean? We on Philly Shine, my radio station, my Honest Fire co-host, FEMA. We got Buck Bandit Reno doing his thing.
I heard about y'all.
TV.
What's the topic? What's going on? Let's talk about topic.
Tonight's topic on our Manly Man Night, which is Thursday. We talk. You just said all cute shit over there. But yeah, first of all, we do show off on Philly Time so we can know what people look like, network and everything. So please shout out to your Twitter, your Facebook, what you're doing. Like definitely before we show off. We always show off before we do anything else on the show.
Oh, I'm throwing a couple of things, man. You can, I look alright too. You can check me out on Facebook, Vinny Showboat. I'm on Rebirth Nation. I'm on willcforme.com. I'm on majorevents.com. You can check me out, Vinny Showboat. Sometimes I show another Vinny Showboat. I'm working on
a
new thing.
Is Vinny with a V or Vinny with a B?
It's a Vinny Showboat, yeah.
You
definitely know, no stranger to Felicia. We know who you are. Definitely show love, you know what I'm saying? But,
I got the remix with Drake on it, too. All right, go over the topic.
Oh, no. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
What was the topic?
No, go say what you were going to say.
It's okay. Now, the topic tonight, we're talking about men smelling good. Like, you a man, like, what cologne do you wear?
to, like, you know, get a girl's attention or whatever, like.
Oh, you know what I like? Me personally, I like Calvin Klein, D.
You for
Calvin here? Klein 1. Yeah. Oh. I be throwing that Calvin Klein, and the shorties just be like, they like that. I don't know why they like that. Or they like
what
the,
Calvin Klein is that? Is it Euphoria?
Nah, it's CKFU.
Yeah, he
it's like the whole line. It got CKFU, CK1, CKB, some other joints, but the CKB, they be liking it. I got that, so I be putting that on, like, because I got a little bottle I can throw in my pocket. And when I go to the club and when I want to freshen up, so I just go to the bathroom and throw that on. Or they like the new Rockaway, the Jay-Z jump off, the 99. They be loving that for
yeah,
some reason. Yeah.
It's not amazing, but if you want, like, that Gucci by Gucci, I swear to God, you might have, like, a Trella girl following you and shit.
You going to end up on a Maury show. But
right? No, so I think Bang is going to get a men in trouble this year. Like, Bang is a problem. Don't buy that for your man for Christmas, you know what I'm saying, because he is definitely going to cheat on you.
But can y'all agree with me on this? If you handsome, if a dude is handsome and the shorty is filling him and he clean cut and he, you know what I'm saying, he got it, you know what I'm saying, what she looking for, whatever he got on really don't matter. She don't think he smelled good anyway because she was filling him from a distance.
That ain't true. Oh, yeah.
No, you can smell a little tart when they get close up.
From a distance, like, I'm
going to be mad. She's going to be like, I was. She was gonna be like, I was feeling you until you talked and I smelled that breath, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you gonna have to take about put a stick of degree under your tongue or something.
I don't appreciate
that. You
gotta think about it as a woman. You know, you see a beautiful woman with a nice skirt on, she get close to you like, what the?
That's real.
You is not gonna like a woman thinking all up on you. You what the fuck you thinking? You gotta. I just came from going hard in the paint. You like, what the fuck?
You look all colorful and good, like Fruit Loops, but you smell like
that's all I'm saying is.
Okay.
That's not like Fruit Loops. Handing yourself up to Poa, you know.
That's the most important thing, honestly, because if a man, even if he looks rugged, but he smells good, that would just tell you something. Like, this nigga could probably get dressed. He probably smells good. He clean. He keep it together.
Yeah. What you think about
like
a dude with the Muslim oil?
A what?
Like,
Muslim oil?
Yeah, me and my homies be having little discussions about Muslim oil, cologne, whatever like that. I want to see what y'all view on that. What's your perspective?
I'm really I'm not a big fan, but it depends. Some of them do smell okay, but I'm not a fan.
I'm gonna let y'all know.
Or as a woman can tell is the cheap shit. So just because you think it smells good, you ain't got the sense of smell like women got. So you go there and you come up to a girl trying to crack on her, you smelling like the L train and don't know why she ain't letting you bag, is because the same person she walked past to get up to where she had to go. Yeah. Oh, that's not real. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I don't do that. I'm not R. Kelly. I don't rob cradles.
A lot of my boys is they Muslim. So they be throwing the Muslim oil on and all that. And I throw the barberry on. So we be having like a little competition or whatever like that. So that's what we be speaking on. That's why I asked y'all.
Oh, yeah. You got to switch it up. You can't have that be your thing. Like the Muslim oil is cool, but you can't just make that your scent. You know, I mean, you want to smell like all the other Muslims.
And it depends on who you're trying to attract to.
If you try to
check
other men,
who actually knows what you like, who's about something that actually is into something and looks good herself, then she's into that line.
Yeah.
And that line like, and will actually know, because that'll probably be something that she would purchase for you. I would never ever buy anybody that I'm with some damn Muslim or you like, here you go, young boy.
That's real. I mean, you can wear that on your own day, but you trying to bag some shorties. I think they can tell if that's some Muslim oil. They're going to be like, oh, he smell like the boy from 52nd Street. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got to get that one special cologne that you keep when you about to go out that you like, yo, I'm about to bring it out tonight. You know what I mean? Let's see what happens. You know what I mean?
And another thing for me is, like, unattractive when you see the bottles. Like, I don't even like seeing those bottles.
Like, if I come over your house and I see a Muslim boy about to, like, I just think that's corny.
You ain't getting none.
Rito, that's not fair. I mean, Steven, that's not fair.
That's real.
It's
nothing
real,
wrong
that's
with
true.
Having them, but you better definitely have some real shit, because sometimes, I'm gonna be honest, like, I know a lot of Muslim brothers, and I can't always walk past them without giving them, like, $2 or $3, $5, like, if you just like, you're like, all right, give me $2, give me $3, give me $5, all right. So I definitely got,
sounds,
I got, like,
that sounds like some bum shit.
Listen,
I can't walk past them without giving them $2 or $3. You're just showing them all, you're disrespecting them. I do know some Muslim brothers. I can't walk past them without giving them $2 or $3.
Out of here, though. Fuck up. That's how much they be wanting for. I'm just saying, like, that's the
thing. Yo, I'll give you 10 for 3. All right, wait. All right, don't go nowhere. All right, look. I'm going to give you 15 for 4. All right, good deal. Good money.
Word. I could be buying it.
I'm about to get it.
They talk you into it.
Oh, I'm going to get it to my mom. I'm going to get it to my sisters.
No.
Yo,
you ever get someone that'll walk past you and put that shit on your neck like, yo, smell that?
I will knock
like,
a person
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Hurry up and rub it on you real quick. Hey, smell
that.
Smell that.
Like, damn.
Niggas from nowadays, they don't do that dumb nut ass shit. They don't do that. Like, they'd be like, no, I ain't
going to
put it on you. Be like, oh, yeah, you already
know. Yo, Muslims be good-ass salesmen, though. I don't know if y'all know the bull, but he be out there near Philadelphia Zoo. The same Muslim bull be out there all the time, and he always sell a bean pot to me in traffic. I don't know how the hell he do that shit. But every time I drive past him, he get me.
I know
he's
talking
about.
He's
not Muslim.
We
like bean pies.
I don't like him. He always got an opinion. I remember one
time.
Yeah,
he be having a kufi on and shit, so he be mixing it up.
I remember one time I was on my way to work or whatever, and I was meeting one of my coworkers, and I worked with a lot of Africans or whatever, so he couldn't speak English that good. My coworker coming to get me. We meet in a pretty fucking lane kiss. So he like, whatever way the African was pronounced the leg cancer. He's in there, he asked him for directions because the guy all asked him, like, where are you going?
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, mister, I don't need your help. I know where he is. And he was like, well, I'm just trying to help you out. And I was like, listen, I'm going to tell you why I know where he is, because I know who the fuck you are. Like, get off the phone. Like, leave him alone. Like, the boy
is we got Key West. You mind open, brother.
Key West, welcome
back to Movie Style. What's up? You know, honest, you funny as hell. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, QS. Get your shine on, but that shit was funny.
No, I'm here. I'm coming on with y'all. What's good, everybody?
We talk about you talking shit. Welcome you to the show. Shout out to your lovely Lyle. I know she's always close by, you know what I'm saying? Definitely welcome back to Holy Shine. Much love to you. We talk about niggas smelling good, niggas getting on our nerves.
Niggas banging.
Spank niggas can get on my nerves.
Who's getting on your nerves?
I said spank niggas can get on your nerves,
seriously.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. Like, if I'm in a car and you walking past me, you gonna scream in my car, oh, I can't spoil you. I can't spoil you. Like, how the fuck you gonna spoil me? You stand on the bus stop.
Oh,
yo, that's disrespect, man. Cause that man was willing to cash in his bus tokens just to take your ass out. You disrespectful.
I messed up. Damn, it's me. It is me.
That's like, no. He cashed in his whole week of bus tokens.
He couldn't take me nowhere because my favorite restaurant is Pima's, and he's gonna be
your restaurant.
Up
what?
Pima.
I don't even know what that is.
Brazilian
restaurant.
It's like
Onyx, but you can eat there.
What?
My favorite restaurant is Checkers.
He said Checkers. That's funny.
That was funny. Yeah.
I took a girl somewhere to bill $100. She knew it was going down at the side. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
You ain't gonna get it. I hope you don't get it.
I got it. Thirsty. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
I gotta get into some more music.
because I need to show some love to my niggas, my boys, Key West on the line. You know what I mean? I've been
always yeah, shout out to all the other callers on the line, too. Just press that one if you want to rock in with Honest Fire.
Yeah, definitely.
The show shut down. The show shut down now. We don't need direct on call. It's like, no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
They're doing this next Saturday. You know what I mean? The 80s party going to be crazy. I'm going to talk about my outfit. We're going to be doing it real big.
Definitely doing it big, you know. Yeah,
my
definitely
birthday
coming
party.
Through.
Oh, yeah, October 3rd. And we also going to have Key West performing October 3rd. Definitely.
Yeah, okay, Key West.
Excited about that.
Yo, Honest.
My birthday, October 1st.
Oh, October 1st?
Your birthday, October 1st?
My birthday party.
How old you going to be?
Okay.
21?
I'm trying to have it at Lux Lounge, so.
How old you going to be?
I'm going to be 23, guys.
Uh-oh.
Who is that? Who is that?
I'm not old at all, believe me.
We got this crazy number on the line. It's like 6 different phone numbers in one.
I know. I see that sometimes too. I don't even know what that means.
I want to see who it is. We got 267-202.
Welcome to Tilly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267.
Hello. You are the weakest link.
Let them stay on the line,
Rena. Are you sure? Because you know what I was about to do.
Reno, be good. He going to probably call
okay.
Him, and it's going to be a dude. He going to be real
sorry.
We got another caller that one lock in. We got a 410-900.
Welcome in the building. Welcome to Holy Shine. What's the name? Where you calling from?
Baltimore. What's up?
What's good? Who's this? Hello?
Yes,
Is this Waka Flocka?
Yeah. Waka Flocka Flame.
We got the lines blowing up right now. I want to get to this other caller. We got 267-506.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Great Dane.
What's good? I was just talking about you earlier. What's up, brother? What's up, sister? Great day.
Yeah,
I'm good. What you up to?
Oh, man. Moves being made left and right. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Philly Shine Radio, man. Y'all stay fucking busy. I just came from a meeting tonight with LJ over at strictlygraphics.com, man. I was reading shit about.
That's what's up. You also got to come check me out. My office down 4th and South. We got to talk some business. You know what I mean? Shit is going real official.
Hold on, AC. You said your office down 4th and South?
My office down 4th and South. You know, check out the view.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm brother man from 5th floor, you know, sister girl.
That's what I was talking about, man. I give a shout out to everybody that, you know, I threw them on Facebook, you know, because LJ, he got the Urban Celebrity Magazine popping right now. Him and Jimmy the Saint, you know, they about to put on for Philly real big right now. They had a little article with you in there, you know. So I was like, come on, baby, she's doing all
good. Jimmy's also featured on Buck Bandit TV, you know what I mean? We show him fucking love.
Yeah, definitely got Jimmy the Saint on, one-on-one interview talking about his book, Black Scarface, you know, and we premiered a video from SC, from ICH.
See, this is what I say. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
I
we definitely show love to Gillian Encino every single show on Felicia. I got all his music. We show, I know all that shit by heart. We definitely show love. It used to be the theme song for some dude, but he ain't walking on my show.
Let me get into another caller. We got another caller with their hands raised. Everybody want to talk to Honest Fire right now. So we got
Oh, wait, don't forget to my beautiful co-host, who's my host of
Diamond.
Seema.
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 I was talking to Seema earlier in the
building. What's up,
y'all?
What's up, Seema?
What's up, babe?
Hey, shit.
Well, you gonna have to introduce Miss Seema again to Mr. or Mrs. 347-645.
That's from New York.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? This is Guilty. What's poppin'?
What's up, Guilty? I hope you ain't did nothing wrong.
Because I'm blaming it on you, nigga.
You check him out, Guilty147 on Twitter. Welcome to Felicia. You know, it's on Inspire. I'm glad you called in the show. Was it the topic? Like, because we talking about...
Nah, it's just all about support. I mean, it doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? It's all about support. You know what I mean?
Well, you definitely got to support me. Find me in my office. I'm about to put that on my Twitter. Find me in my office. Definitely.
I love this office.
I'm about to put that up on the site right now.
DM me that on Facebook. Need that.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Need that.
Yo, and make sure everybody on the line check out tomorrow night, Friday Night Fire. You know what I mean? With your host, Buck Bandit Reno, special guest show Tizzy talking about Silverback Season 2 DVD and the new Silverback Season mixtape that he cooking up right now. Still looking for artists who want slots. So definitely call up tomorrow and you'll get all the info tomorrow.
Calling up tomorrow and playing on the show phone.
And I don't care. You can. You can do it. Go ahead.
I want to do that. I'm definitely loving the growth of Felicia to Felicia
Station.
New everything, new host segments, beautiful people, all showing love. So it's going down. I gotta have you as a guest too, Guilty. I wanted you on my show as well. I see you go hard every day on Twitter. I check you out when I can.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying? Hard work and dedication, it pays off, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But you hit me up, like I said, everybody call me, 215-200-7554. We organize and everything. You definitely going to need this good old studio tile.
That's your number,
Honest
Fire.
Everything else. Yeah, that's my number.
Yo, send it to me.
I'm going to tell y'all, listen, this one dude from my Facebook called my phone today, and I was, like, took aback by it. Like, I answer all my calls, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you call from private numbers because everybody, you know what I'm saying, who knows who it could be. So, you know, I answer the phone, who's calling? And he said, yeah, what's up? I'm like, the fuck, who's this? Like,
you
don't know who this is? You don't know my voice?
Listen, I'm like, don't fucking go there like with me because I'm going to cuss you out.
We got another caller in the building.
We got 559-382. I see you've been listening in, too. Definitely. I know you've been doing some real good things. Welcome back to Felicia. Much love to you. What have you been up to?
Nothing much. I just been chilling. Waiting on Taylor Swift album to drop October 22nd. Two placements on there. And we got Marvelous J, who I just signed, who is in Atlanta. And, he just got a record. He basically did Dead Man, a whole Roscoe Dash album, which is releasing this year. So he's doing some good things. We're moving.
Oh, you just said nothing. That don't sound like nothing to me.
I know, right? I love it. Also, he's going to be my future guest.
I just decided to keep it short. Like, I ain't trying to.
I thought he was going to be like, y'all, I don't know, sitting on the couch, movie night, you know what I'm saying?
No, this is Felicia Radio. But definitely Shakur. I want to definitely get to know what's good with you, what's up next. I want to show you some love, ask you some hard-hitting questions, you know what I mean? I'm gonna take away my moan voice for a minute. Like, no, I'm not. I'm fucking talk regular. Everybody want a best free now, first of all. I can't get Barbara Walters on you guys. You do that? No. I'm from
That's
terrible.
Yeah, what's up with that topic, yo?
Nice topic. Who's speaking? Who said that?
That's guilty. That's guilty.
Guilty. I'm sorry. Guilty. It's good. You can interrupt. That's fine because it's your first time on the show. But,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We respect each other. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And don't really interrupt people on the show. But you good because that's one of my favorites on Twitter. But,
it's like 10 people talking, so I didn't know.
No, we do just definitely wait and take turns. But I want to know for you, Guilty, also to let everybody know what's up with you as an artist, because I want to go into some music. I want to even talk about the topic no more. Y'all niggas know y'all schools smell fucking good, period.
Oh, yeah. Izzy Miyake all day. Yeah.
I know, that's right.
Oh, Izzy Miyake.
That's definitely classic.
We definitely got another caller with their hand up there wanting to talk to Honest Fire right now.
Yes.
We got 347-433 in the building.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? It's the boy Drew G's.
definitely want to put also showing love. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? We having fun on the show talking to a lot of great artists from the Philadelphia area and abroad. You got Baltimore in the building, Cali in the building.
That's what's up. Shout out my man Reno.
Yeah, shout out to my man Jesus Poppin'.
What's good with you, nigga? I'm happy for you, boy. I see you doing your thing out there.
You already know grinding. Make sure you call up tomorrow, Friday Night Fire, 11 o'clock, bro.
Oh, you already know. I'm on.
Bust it up and all that. All right.
That's what's up.
So I'm talking about. Loving the love.
All right. I'm back in the mood again. Guys on the phone.
You know what we do. You said Manly Man Night, you got all the men coming out.
That's why I had to respect Guilty interrupting me. I had to respect it because I'm like, that's that man stuff. He's like, wait a minute. Let's get back to the topic. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's man night. That's what you gotta expect right there.
You know what? You like when a man does that unexpected aggression, you like that shit. You like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like he's just gripping you up like, bitch, I told you to clean.
No, not all like that, Reno. No, Reno.
All right, well, a little something like that.
Nothing like that, Reno. Nothing like that, Reno.
Just a little bit.
We're
a little bit like that
here all the time. I'm like,
we like it more like this. It's gotta be more like, come here, baby.
Oh yeah. No, hey, you ain't gonna keep that nigga but for 2 weeks. Yeah, whatever.
What?
You want that nigga? I'm like, look, I said, give me that. You know what I mean? You be like, ooh, please, daddy. That's what y'all want. Stop fretting.
No, we like it. I don't like that shit. I like a man to be aggressive, you know what I mean? Not fucking abusive. Like, I don't
know. No, you know what I mean.
No, because if you fucking hit me, I'm going to tell you too. No, if you hit me too fucking hard, I'm going to sit back. I'll let you hit me because you're bigger than me, but please don't go to sleep or let me out the house or use the phone to call my people.
Yes, and please don't go to Honest because Honest just to read all them fucking crazy ass books, motherfuckers, chopping people up, planting them in trees.
I know how
to do
that. Don't get planted.
Yo, we got it. I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but that's my job tonight. We got another caller, 267-816. Key West. We gonna get back to that later. I got you.
You know, Philly Shine is a party line. We all do take turns.
You already know.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you call from? 267-816.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
No, don't act like you don't know what my number look like.
Wake up.
It's not me. I'm sorry. Oh, that's Tanya. Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, beautiful. I know your voice. I definitely know your voice. She cussing me out, y'all, but I'm not on the phone by my soul courier. It's
that's
a lot of us. We join. We have Buck Bandit Reno, the beautiful Seema. We have Shakur Green, Guilty. We have a lot of people on the line. Like
Great Dane.
Great Dane. Oh, shit. I almost forgot. But Great Dane, you doing some crazy
What's the
thing.
Other girl? What's the other person name? I forgot their name because they're irrelevant. Oh, yeah, Key West on the line, too.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Key West name.
Oh, you did? Because I didn't even hear you.
I try to get the beautiful Crystal Ashley, my people on on Twitter. You know what I mean? Definitely a beautiful model doing her thing out in Jersey. Check her out. But Persia, I wanted to come to your show the other day. I'm such an ass. I didn't make it. How was it?
No, I know you be busy, so it's no big deal. Well, you know I'm gonna have more, so this is just a launch of that. I'll be having videos and stuff up so everybody can see it. It was a really good turnout. A lot of, you know, people that really have been doing rock for a long time.
That was Reno making noise.
Hey,
Persia.
No, that wasn't Reno.
Well, anyway, it was, you know what I mean, basically, you know, Government Cheese, Chuck Trees, he came up, he basically came up around a Black Lily time with the Roots, and he honed, like, some of the sounds that the neo-soul movement was about. So those are the type of people that I had on this last show, and that's basically what I want to present every time I put it together.
Okay. So I see you, Great Dane, on Facebook showing love, you know what I'm saying?
We definitely got somebody ain't new in the building, too. We got a... Because that's my job tonight. I'm sorry, people, if you don't like me tonight, but this is my job.
Stop apologizing.
Shut up.
609-609-369.
Shut up. If I come over here.
Shut up.
Well, you know, you come over here, you will get shot. Like, no, a new caller, 609 in the building, 369. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. Is that Crystal?
Yes.
Crystal, welcome to the show. How you doing? I was just talking about you. No, Reno. Put that dick. Reno is always. He's harmless. He's harmless. Please, ladies, he's harmless. He might get the boy your age.
He's a little dingling. That's what it was.
Yo, she says you got a little dingling.
Reno's definitely playing with his little dingling. Reno, what are you
saying?
Ding, 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 sound effect. No, I need the ding, 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 sound effect for when Reno's masturbating. But Crystal Ashley, like I said, is a very beautiful, talented model, actress.
Nice.
I mean, gorgeous is my favorite on Twitter, always.
Masturbating
on your
page. I thought I was your favorite.
No, I said you're one of my favorites. I have favorites. Horrible. Don't get jealous.
I want to be number one favorite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as a matter of fact, you are my number one favorite. You're my first favorite because back when I think you did, whose video was it? My memory is hard.
Castro's.
Castro's the one I introduced me to you. Definitely, like, I think you was, like, the first person I retweeted anything on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I've known you for a long time. Definitely number one favorite. Number two, Shamira on air. Number three, Buck Bandit TV. I'm sorry, that's just my order.
I don't even think I got Buck Bandit on my Twitter.
Well, get
you
know,
lying.
I don't follow anybody. Key West don't even follow me. But it's
yes,
hard.
I do. I got you.
Oh. Okay.
No, don't.
Everybody, please follow my girl Crystal Ashley on Twitter, doing her thing. What are you up to? You said you're still on your grind. I've seen your Twitter. You know what?
I like how the focus is not on the men for the men night, because we got a whole lot of men on the phone waiting to answer the question, turning the focus to the women.
See, Reno was the only guy last night on women's night who was misbehaved because all the niggas was on point last night. Shout out to the fellas from last night's show.
That wasn't me.
And listen, you know, you was on your bad behavior, too. Gutter just talked too much, but Gutter said everything great. You said a lot of strange things, Reno,
and we need to fucking go back and mute it all. We're going to put beats between everything Reno said. It's going to be beep, beep every time he talks. But no, Crystal Ashley.
You her time?
Yes, please, let her respond. What have you been up to? This is her first time on the show. Please, I'm like excited.
I know. I didn't get to talk.
I'm
just
listening.
I got you, girl. I ain't get to talk
neither. I will elbow him if I have to, but I don't have to. Reno's the shit. He's definitely the shit. You see how he had to stroke his ego, and now he's going to be good.
Okay, good to know.
Sounds nice.
Exactly. You're still being good. But Crystal, what have you been up to, beautiful? Tell us, what can we expect from you? It's getting ready to be a new year. The summer's over.
Well, I recently graduated in June from the school that I was attending with my bachelor's. And right now I took the summer off. Thank you.
Should be a round of applause button for that, Reno.
No. Reno didn't press the round of applause. He pressed the little party button because that's how Reno
okay.
is.
Okay, good.
Oh, Reno. But, Crystal, go ahead and continue, honey.
Oh, that's basically what's been up with me. I just took the summer off. I was taking a break.
Okay.
Must be nice.
Do you have anything coming up? Yo, for this winter, you got to come out to some of the Diamond Spotlight events. I'm going to definitely need you to help me host and get out Bible
studies. October 3rd.
Just have some fun. October 3rd is definitely going to be vicious. November 1st,
yes.
Sunday, I'm releasing my album. I'm actually having a party Black Friday, too, so... You know what I mean? After you finish shopping, Thanksgiving is definitely come down to Mill Creek and going to have it popping all crazy.
Honest, can I ask you a question, too? You got a caller ID on this thing?
On where?
On the switchboard. Oh, well, M.B. M. the realist is on the line. And it don't come up a number. It come up his name.
No. If you have
if you call him through your
If you call him through your Skype or if you call him through a certain way, if you have a blog talk, it definitely shows up.
All right.
Definitely shout out to M. Dollar Try, showing him love on my show on Tuesday. Welcome to Leisha. I got to get into some music. We got to talk more about this cologne. Like, we want to talk about men smelling good, you know what I mean? Doing real, real good things for the ladies. Because I really think
hey,
it's going to take some time.
Before you go into the music.
Yes.
Before you go into the music.
Yes, great. Dude.
Real quick. I'm just going to catch you up. Because we ain't chopping up in a minute. Fresh Boy Cino mixtape will be in stores September 25th. Make sure y'all go cop that. Phenomenal Records, 215 Swag, Urban Sounds, Black and Nobel. All the spots in Philly where you get your mixtapes at. Oh, 5th and South, got a new store called Raw.
Yeah, we definitely show love to everybody. I'm actually getting ready to go into a Fresh Boy Cino track.
Hold on. Fresh Boy Cino mixtape release party.
Hang on. Yeah.
Fresh Boy Cino mixtape release party, October 9th at Plush Nightclub.
Okay.
Fires will be out in a second. My favorite cologne is Versace, man. We'll take that. And me and my partner from South Jersey, my man Asa Anderson, we're putting together a DVD right now. We got it hosted by Beanie Siegel. It's called Straight Raw. We're getting together all the Philly rappers.
Okay. I'm definitely on it, Joy. Shout out to my boy Asa Andrews. We did that Demon Benz Bentley car show this summer. It was crazy. What'd you say?
You gonna show what?
I'm gonna show some love to my boy Fresh Boy Cino.
Which one you wanna play?
I wanna play One Thing. I like
One
that
Thing.
Song.
It's already on
sis.
Day.
We wanna show some love. I wanna talk about Marc Jacobs Bang because I think every man should have Marc Jacobs Bang and Smell Good. Shout out to all the men on the phone. All the women too. We holding it down.
See, they too specific,
Crystal.
Man. Us guys, we keep it basic, man.
No.
Polo, you know what I'm saying? You could get the Ralph Lauren, you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell y'all, I love Dolce and Gabbana on a man. That's all I'm going to say.
You want to buy it?
Moment of silence for Dolce and Gabbana. All right.
produced by the president.
When it comes to making this money, I'm doing one thing.
You know what I mean? It's definitely going down. I got the big window. Can't wait to put a plane in it and see the snow on the rooftop.
Yo, honest.
Floor.
Do I smell a new opening line from you? How you doing? My name Honest Fire. Come down to my office down on 4th and 12th. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
It don't matter what I'm doing in there. I got an office and you don't. So won't you just come down and we can...
I'm going to be like that. I'm going to say... If you bought the business, you know what I'm saying? You can come out with the security.
You're going to come in there, it's just going to be one big-ass desk and a phone.
No. I'm going to have an area. We're going to have a massage part.
You going to put any flat screens in there?
Girly.
You going to put some flat screens in there?
I don't. If somebody buy them, I'm not buying electronics. It's going to be clothes and, like, girl shit. I'm going to buy a massage chair. That's what I'm going to buy. Like, there's going to be a net area. I'm going to lock the door. I'm getting the keys tomorrow. All right, I'm excited.
That don't sound like an office.
Huh?
That don't sound like an office. That sound like a strip club slash shoe parlor slash Unica.
When you work as hard as I do, you know, I'm going to have a little bar. Oh, no.
Damn, in the office?
Listen, that's what's going to be in my office. It's going to be the desk, which I already have my desk. My laptop, I already got that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a little bar area. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can handle the liquor, but I can. That was the topic from yesterday. How much liquor can you handle? Yeah, that was fun. Please listen to the show from last night. We had a good time. We talk about drunk men, which is just disgusting. Like, a man too drunk is just horrible. Like, it's horrible. I don't like nothing about a man that's too drunk. It's just, it don't count. But Crystal, our topic for tonight is, what is your favorite cologne on a man? Like, what is that good smell to you? Like, what? I like the sound effect, you know. No, what is that? What is that good smell on a man?
I'd have to say Usher. I like the way his cologne smells.
I never smelled
black
it. What is it called?
I don't know the full name. I just know it's the black bottle one.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't smelled it. I'm going to have to check that out.
We got a new call in the building. We got, wait a minute.
We'll get to him.
Oh, all right.
We was about to talk about Usher. I love Usher. I love calling. It's just a joke, new caller. Welcome to Felicia. What's the number, Reno?
Yeah, 267-340. You know, callers come first.
Yes, you do, because we all got to show off on Felicia. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Donnie.
Hey, what's good, Donnie? I got to get with you. We got the party.
Reno,
be good. That's my girl, Donnie Hart, you know what I mean? We definitely party. We got more things to come. October 3rd, it's going to be crazy, girl. You got my number?
I ain't got it yet.
Get my number off Facebook and hit me up.
It's all right, I got it. I'll give it to her.
All right, thank you, Reno. But you know what, Donnie? You got to come down to my office down 4th and South, and we definitely got to get some pop. It's definitely going to be real busy. But welcome back to the show. I wish you were on my women's night last night. We had so much fun. Ladies, Wednesdays from now on is going to be all women's music, women's topic. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be benching niggas, which means, like, taking niggas out of the game. Like, you can't play no more. You just got to watch us play. You got to watch us cheer. You can't even cheer. You just got to sit your ass there and be checked or whatever. So it's definitely going down, big things popping. But Donnie, we just heard from my girl Crystal. I like the guys too. The guy said Issey Miyake, you know, a couple guys said CK1, as far as their favorite cologne. For you, like, what is your favorite cologne like on a man that smell that you like, that you wanna just have all on your T-shirt?
A Burberry.
Burberry.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? I like Burberry. What? The Burberry for some lines, crazy.
Mm-hmm. I like all these dogs.
And look, for the guys, if you can't afford all this shit they talking about, Yo, soap, if you get the right soap that stick on you all day, you still be good because you smell like you just jumped out the shower. They love that, too. You know what I mean?
You know what that is.
Yeah, right. It's clean, real good. That helps.
Yeah, spring. Get it.
Oh,
I'll accept that any day.
Oh, well, shout out to my girl, Latandria. She said she like Old Spice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She like them armpits that be dripping.
Ew, that's fucking dirty. We know you went too far. That be you.
Semen is
bad. I don't use
Old Spice.
I use Degree all day, baby.
Yeah,
no.
You need that.
Reno is a man.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm a man. You know what I mean?
Reno, he is.
I ain't gonna lie, though. My
it's smelling good.
That's
I don't get that close to Reno. Reno scares me when I be around him. I don't be one of them.
He
looks like he'll hurt a girl. He's
like
6'5",
yo.
She lying like shit. If anything sound 5'5", that way when I show up, I'm more than what they expected. You know what I'm saying? Don't say I'm 6'4", they'd be like, damn, this nigga only 5'11". He's small as shit.
Yeah, what you, yeah,
right?
You 5'11"?
Yeah, 5'11", yes. Yes, sir.
No, sorry. I'm about to take my ass home, man. I'm hurt. I'm so tired. Y'all be just, like, so tired. I had such a long, busy day. I just want to get my king size bed and
I had a great day.
My sister had such a great day. She forgot that she wanted to borrow money from me. So that made my day even better and shit. I was like,
I thought, like, you still need that $40? Like, I needed $40?
I was like, oh, you don't need it no more. Bet. I'm going to go spend that right now. But definitely, yeah, you had a good day too, girl. Shout out to you, you had a good day. That's
what's up.
Reno, did you have a good day? Reno, we lost Reno.
Yo, no, you ain't lose me. I was on mute.
Did you have a good day, Reno?
Yes, I had a magnificent day, you know what I'm saying, full of work, you know what I mean, promotion, videos, you know what I mean, magazine updates, more
so
ideas.
When you going to let me get in your magazine and do some promotion, because I'm the shit. That's where you're going wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You got to come down to my office.
All right, come down to the office for 4th and South. I might not be there, but the people there, they're going to take a message, and they're going to give it to Honest, who might give it to me if she feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
It's
like, no.
It's hard.
I'm just going to how I feel like doing shit based on free basis per day. Yeah, I mean, you'll know tomorrow.
Little
booklet,
you know.
You pay $19.95 for the booklet delivery, shipping and handling.
And the Buck Banded TV tees is coming early next month. So anybody want they Buck Banded TV tees, definitely holler at me. The logo is official, so you know the shirt's gonna be official.
Okay.
Are you wearing
my little baby tee?
Yeah.
I need me a grown man.
Oh, I'm going to get one extra small for you.
I want a grown man, see. I want to see that look like
a nightgown.
No, look like I'm just ready for him to just take it off of me.
Get a room already.
You ain't supposed to have this on, girl. Take that off, you know. Take this off, girl. That's what I like.
First of all, he ain't going to say that. He going to be like, it ain't gonna make no difference. It's gonna be a grown man tee on a grown ass.
Here go my sister right now. She always trying to prostitute me.
They gonna be like,
I know I got a big ass.
You gonna be like, what the hell are you doing, babe? That's a fuck man the TV tee. You better fold that shit up.
Wait a minute, look. Yo, my status earlier today was funny as shit. I should go back to Facebook and check it out. Everyone got like 50 comments. 50 comments. Everybody talking shit because I put up, and Reno, you ain't comment on it, so maybe you ain't see it. But I was like, men just like a big ass. It don't matter if it's fake, if it's pads, if it's toilet chalk,
or if it's injection. Like, they just like the bigger
injection. Yo, as long as it look real, feel real,
we don't give
a goddamn.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And the shape is real. You got to have a real nice shape, like with the cuff under the booty. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It can't be, you know what I'm saying.
No.
The guys know what I'm saying. Key West line open, he know what I'm saying.
No, y'all don't care. No, Reno, they just, y'all just like ass. It don't matter.
No,
like,
that's not
like,
honest.
Like, listen, all right, let's take some of the models from Philly who got fake asses. Y'all, first time y'all saw that shit,
not.
Y'all liked it. No,
that's not true,
me.
Honest.
But now, how
Key West,
he's
talking all kind of like, that's not true, Honest.
No, it's
not
true.
Honest.
Wait a minute.
Key West.
Honest, you're not being very honest.
On some real shit, like, I'm slim, but my ass, like, is crazy. Like, it's out of control.
Well, who that talking?
I know.
My
who
sister,
was that?
You know what I mean? It runs in the family. That's femur.
No, listen. I'll be real with you. Like, a lot of fellas chase that big humunga dunga John, but they don't be looking right when they get off the pants. I like a girl that almost looked like she ain't got no butt in her pants. Because a lot of times in the mouth of pants, it's crazy.
Yeah,
no.
I've seen all day. That's where that ass come from.
I'm going to tell y'all this one thing. It is, like, you can have a big ass, and I'm talking about the women with real asses, not the woman who's Reno sticking his foot up her ass just now. Not her moment. But if you got a fucking ass, you can't get a jello ass, lady. You have to do squats. You have to do yoga or something. Because, like, the cellulite will really take away from the beauty of your booty. But,
That part two of what I was saying, though.
And then y'all just want to be wearing tights.
Oh,
that part two of what I was saying, though, Honest. Like, every now and then you're going to come across a big humunga dunga joint like yours that you just can't turn down, though.
You said what?
I said, but, like, the back of what I was saying, like, yeah, I like a slim-looking booty because it's crazy out the pants, but every now and then you're going to come across a humunga dunga joint like yours that you just can't turn down, though, like yours.
He was
basically said, if you want the dick, you can have it. That's fucked up.
I will keep it from anywhere.
But Reno, I'm just trying to figure out if you in like some kind of clown car or some shit.
Yes.
Because you got all kinds of shoes on the back that don't
Reno,
even matter.
Reno nickname is Carrot Top, okay? He walk around with a big-ass treasure chest full of shit.
No, that's not why they call me Carrot Top. It's because the other top.
Why? What top? It don't make no
the
sense.
The top that's long like a carrot. What you mean? What you mean, what top?
No, I know you. You're
the carrot shaped dick.
I don't mean, I didn't say shape, you little freak body.
I know you're gay.
You know I know you're gay.
Carrot shaped dick. It starts off big and it ends off skinny.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my
with no carrot shaped dick. We're going to be dead.
Yeah, I'm going to poke this shit out your insides.
I'm done with you.
I'm done with this talk.
I don't like carrot dick. I like more of
It's healthy. It's healthy.
Sausage dick.
You can chew on it like, what's up, doc? You can chew on it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Reno, that shit was funny. I could
feel
it, like, what's up, Doc? That's funny. What's funny as shit?
What's up, Doc?
All right. I had to bring Reno's you. Okay, I'll leave. Some niggas don't know what they're doing. But you get a nigga, like, I got a nigga that put in work no matter what time it is, you be happy like me all fucking day.
Who said that? Exactly. That was not Iron Fire. That was FEMA. FEMA said she get that good. That's real good.
gun.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Fucking backwards, too.
That's that young stuff.
Ain't nothing wrong with him. Shout out to that nigga. May he remain anonymous.
That's that young stuff.
Yo,
that's
I swear
young.
To God, man.
She said that's
that young
Yo,
stuff.
I'm going to do the same shit my homie did. Shout out to my boy Armin. Because... the next guy I get with, we just get married. We want the justice of the peace, and it's going down. Like, I'm not.
Then you already do that?
Mind your business.
Fucking
hey, put it all out.
I don't even talk about my marriage and shit. I don't even talk about marriage.
Hey, Adam, you want to tell nobody about us, like, what happened?
Turn it down. I'm still doing my stuff. Can you turn it down? Hell yeah. But you know what? We don't even promote the type of shit on social media.
Yes, because when you started talking to me about that shit was funny. Because you thought I was serious. She like,
see,
I'm married.
Okay,
I'm like,
okay.
What you want me to do?
I hate my sister. I don't even like her right now. I hate your fucking guts, bitch. Like, no.
I'm married.
That's
okay.
I thought you were going to tell me you got a dick or something. You're like, well, I didn't say that. I'm getting dick, but on some real shit, if I'm messing with my ex or whatever. I can never mess with a guy that's little because I'm too crazy. I'm gonna want to hit him. I really can't be messing with those small dudes because I'm a
she said her ex
came at his neck on the rug.
My ex husband up like real bad. It was real horrible, man. We went through some shit. It was real bad. It got real bad, you know what I'm saying?
Size does matter.
Yeah, size does matter.
you need one of them big satisfied looking Jones, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Inside.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Give me some music.
Y'all
niggas are silly. Making me feel better and shit. I like it when a man smokes it. I can't stand stank shit. Like, I was just really... It's my pet peeve. Like, I just be ready to just throw
my
the ball.
And yes, then why niggas who best be thinking they want to be, like, talk to you the closest, like, say them some words that require them to breathe on you, for real.
The H words. Hey, what's up? Honest.
Hold on.
Fire.
Hold on, baby. Hold on.
How you doing?
Yeah, but they'll say,
I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done with you guys.
I'm not
talking about no
more. And they definitely say, and the H words get harder, too. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Tonight's topic is about people that smell good. Can I tell a good story about somebody smelling good?
Yes, please.
So please,
do that.
I don't discriminate. Like, sometimes I'll regulate every shade, but it was this white boy, right? I'm downtown, and he's like, he kind of dressed like he had a little swagger. But he came up to me. I'm like, he really going to talk to me? Before he talked to me, I smelled him. I was like, I gave
he
him number before he... No, he smelled good as shit. Before he even said anything, I gave him my number.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
that's
he's like, oh, I got that little chocolate shorty. You see how easy that was?
But he was weird after that. He started like,
yeah.
He was not
that's
trying to
like
be talking to you.
Wait, rewind. Reno, did you just call Seema a chocolate joint?
No, I said that's what the white boy said.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say, though. You remember, you're a chocolate. But he just started acting weird after that.
Yo, that's just like I said. Like I said, the boy from earlier today, I'm sitting there talking to strange white people, and the boy just say all the stuff to say to me. I'm like, just can you stop talking to me? I don't want to know. And then he just told me that he just saved the person from killing himself. I'm like, why did you have to tell me that? Yeah, and then
because
I just told
it's a couple steps. You know what I mean? They try to impress you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
I saved a young black child when I was 8. I'm one of you.
No, no, I got the best fucking story. Y'all niggas gonna listen to this. I got the best story about this shit. Me and my girlfriend had some bar down Old City and shit. It's like an older white guy in there. He's probably like 48 or something. So he's sitting there, he's like, how you doing? Talking to me all in my face and shit. So I'm like, yeah, how you doing? So he's like, look, right off the bat, the first thing this motherfucker said to me is, I grew up in North Philly. But I work on Wall Street, but I decided to move to North Philly so I can feel how the black men felt when they're, you know, they're going through everything. But after 8 years of living in North Philly, you damn right. When I walked into the Chinese store, someone looked at me and said, are you a cop? I looked at them and said, are you a basketball player? I was like, the first point. I liked it.
Should have said, well, you a rapper?
Yeah, the drink, she started talking about, yeah, now I carry my 9mm. I don't play that shit. I'm sure you don't.
Right
don't
in the
sleeve, yeah. I really love tonight. And normally when we have shows that we don't have the same to play that much music, and we're, you know what I mean, sharing our views and everything, they are the most downloaded, I swear to God. So definitely leave a comment as you download and check out the show and support us. And the more things we have coming up, we try to make some fucking money.
I got to tell everybody, y'all got to be at my party. When I announce this shit, you got to be there. You're not there, you're going to be upset you didn't come because I'm going to look so damn bad. It's going to be ridiculous.
No.
That's what's up. Definitely shout out to you, girl, and doing your thing. We want to all support you.
I know I'm going to be there. I don't know.
Welcome
to
my birthday party.
Huh? Kiva, when's your birthday?
My birthday only in January, yeah.
That's just like me talking about my birthday. You know what I'm going to say? I'm about to start counting down my fucking birthday, July
27th,
2011. That's real funny. I'm getting Dallas Fowler for my birthday.
I'm booking a Dallas
John for my birthday.
What you want for your birthday? Actually,
I want something shiny.
Some what? Okay.
I want something shiny.
It
can't say baby girl on it. It can't be like a shirt with silver on it that says baby girl. That's not the shiny I was looking for.
No, I will give you $2 or whatever, and then you just go have to get it from out the car, and that's what you're gonna take it a little bit. I can't afford all that extra shit. I didn't
shiny.
No, we're talking about a label. Isn't it a label or whatever? A designer?
What are you talking about? No, that's not designer. A baby girl shirt, that's from G&G. I'm saying I don't want that shit.
Oh, I think I'll buy that junk for you. Like I said, I can afford it. I'm joking.
I'm about to bring back light-up sneakers. I'm walking around so you can light up sneakers on. Light the fuck out. They're going to be like,
you
talking
about the LA Gears?
Yeah, the LA Gears. No, but the matter of fact, Skechers, that's what they call bling.
No, fuck that. Get some LA Gear heels.
Just
light up in the club. You tripping.
No.
I want to see you in my bitch. You ain't going to be able to get away from the stalking niggas. They'll be like, bitch, I see you in the corner.
As soon as I get my shit right, I gotta go to iBodyCandy.com and check out these shoes. Seema, when I tell you these shoes are stupid, my girl, she got these one shoes that's all this candy on it. It's just,
damn,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
I need to go on there because I think I might be having my birthday heels from there. I never had a birthday party. I'm hyped. Everybody should be excited.
Yeah, definitely. You never did. I think I had one when I was 7.
I forgot to tell you too. When I was grown, that's why I be having like 16 parties a year and shit. What, you know?
I forgot to tell you a little bit off topic that I'm coming out with a Buck Banded Barbie line of lip gloss.
Oh,
I mean, okay. that nice little pink dog. You know who got to model your lip gloss? Reno gonna model his own lip gloss. I was gonna get Key West, Vinny Blanco, and Cam Links to, triple model for that.
I bet you.
I got the Bugman the Barbies going to model that, though. The Bugman the Barbies.
First of all, let me tell you something. If you put that lip gloss on us, the only thing you're going to be able to sell is kisses. Because the women going to want kisses.
They going to want to kiss me? The women going to want to kiss me? Yeah, thanks, man.
You still learning from the greatness of me. Yeah, I mean, you'll be like me someday.
Key West got one big titty, one small titty. I call him Biggie Smalls.
That was cool.
You want to know how I know you're gay?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was associated with you?
No.
Oh.
No. Because you were talking about man's titties.
You don't even get a sound effect for that. You get the
like
fake letter.
You sound like fucking Carmen off of fucking Pound 99.
Yeah, y'all niggas is funny. What's
the word? I'm trying to teach the young boy. I'm trying to teach him. He just don't want to.
He's going to get some swagger.
He's going to get some swag.
On that note, definitely check out the Heart of Uptown mixtape.
Hey, it's a website. You can rent a swagger. So you should look into
it. I got suppository swaggers. I'm sticking it up people's asses.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Can we stop with the ass talk?
No, I want to talk about asses because I want to be with a gay man so I can do him in his ass.
That was kind of...
Well, he already gay. He liked it already, so I'm just saying. I'm going to fuck him in his ass.
Now, for the record, everybody just knows she playing because I don't play them games, and you bring that homo shit over here, you will get something done to you with a weapon of choice that is not going to be good and is going to be very loud.
Reno, just stop. Let's clear it up. When we was together last year, what you asked me to do with that dildo?
When we was together, who the hell is this?
He don't act like he don't know that SEMA.
Stop playing, girl, because you know you got that love in the back of the club last night.
But we ain't gonna talk about that fucking song was on
when I was putting the ass beads in you.
I actually had a guy ask me to fuck him in his ass before.
Can you stop? I'm about to hang up. Show him the name out there.
Listen, put his name out there.
He deserves to be embarrassed. He was a game hunter.
We already know that it was Tommy Flame. We already know that Tommy Flay got his own line of getting fucked in the ass videos.
Who is Tommy Flay?
I'm talking about the boy who killed
Key West on the Shabba Ranks track.
Yeah, he killed me. Yeah, right. I retired that dude, man.
I retired that dude.
Listen, the boy definitely went in on a ting-a-ling-a-ling beat.
Yeah, I retired that dude. He don't even come out the house no more. Like, he's embarrassed. Like, I retired that dude, man.
But how do you rap to a ting-a-ling-a-ling beat? Like, what was you talking about?
He was like, Key West, he ain't the best. He got a radio show and he get bitches, but not like that. And he was rapping like that. I'm like, what the hell?
He said on his Facebook, he dressed nice, but he don't be looking the shit all the time.
You think with all the people
Key West, and you know, you think with all the people who I don't fuck with, the Mel, Game Hunter, and like I don't fuck with them niggas, man. You think they gonna come with a diss song and shit against me?
Wait, hold on. What happened with the Mel? What happened with the Mel? Hold on.
Listen, he got mad. Now Rick Key West. Don't he talk too fucking much? Don't I set him up like every show that I be on? Listen,
I've been
told
you
that. Key West, but don't I normally just be like, all right, Demel, let's continue with the show. All right, Demel, that's enough. This nigga, all of a sudden, you get mad. He want to ask the fucking artist, where do you see yourself in 20 years from now with the future of hip-hop in the state that it's in? Like, nigga, we don't ask questions like that on Philly Shop. We have fun here.
Man, you know why he mad? Because Buck Bandit TV Magazine is doing more for your radio show than his ex-squad DJs ever did. And that's why
you dealing with real dudes like Buck Bandit Reno, Key West, and motherfuckers who really care to not give you a title so we can take it away. Hey, you're no longer the CEO of my East Coast division, woman, because you wouldn't let me talk. I want to talk.
So then he says, oh, you're not the president no more. And I'm like, why? He's like, this is my company. I'm like, oh, well, fuck you. Like, goddamn. Who is
my company?
Petty?
My fuck
who? Who is that petty, man? You know what I'm saying?
Like, first of all, like, what the dude ever really do for you? Every time I heard
that's
you.
That's what I was asking, too.
I did for myself. No, first of all, even with everybody. I don't even ask niggas to do shit for me because 9 times out of 10, we all in the boat to, we grinding the fuck together, except for, like, you, Key West. Like, Key West look out for me more than anybody I know. Reno more than anybody I know. But definitely, Key West, you definitely looked out for me as far as, like, niggas that I know. And then I don't even look for that shit for people on some real shit because everybody who he introduced me to, I fuck with all of them. But him, like, fuck. No, like, you're not going to just be petty to me, and I'm supposed to fuck with you.
Yo, remember that thing I was ready to take
it? I'm not being a bigger person talking about it. I just don't fuck with petty people, period. I don't.
Yo, remember that day I was about to take his head off, honey?
I know, yeah.
I was ready to take his head off that day.
That's how my friends are. Like, we don't have egos that can be easily bruised. Our egos are real. Like, it's not nothing that is.
Hey, yo,
honest,
who is the bull? What did he tell you? Who is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's corny. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, you definitely never.
He's
like, my name,
Demile. A door. 2 + 4 + 4 = 8, honest. 2 + 4 = 8.
Oh, God.
We got X, Y, DJ,
Key West, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Let me talk first. Okay, you can talk.
Listen, I'm only talking about him because that's what I do. If I don't like you, fuck you. I don't care. Like, it don't matter. Like, we talk shit. It don't matter. I don't like you. I don't hide behind the fake. I don't like
drawing.
You. If I don't like you, it's got to be for a reason. Like, you doing something real strange because
hey,
I don't know, like, why the fuck is you doing it? Because I am sincere.
Hey, Anna, did you see my Facebook tonight?
No, I got to go check it out.
Yeah, I went in nicely. I told you because a lot of people talking and all this stuff. So I told everybody, stop all the subliminal, stop all the talking. Like, right now is everybody's opportunity to say what they got to say to me. Either one or two things is going to happen. Either we're going to discuss it like men, or I'm going to come out my house and slap you in your mouth. And either way, you're not going to do nothing about it. Like, for real, like, right now, I'm on my Siegel joint. I'm bullying boys because all these dudes are scared of me anyway. Like, 95% of Philly is scared of me because they know I knock them out. Like, so I'm just coming at everybody neck. It don't matter.
Awesome. Real shit. And it's not even about coming at people. I'm just not going to be around a person who wants that beef sweat. Like, if you fucking acting like you got to be fucking hitting in your mouth, I'm going to leave you alone.
Because these
niggas, first of all, if you hit them, you're going to catch a case. Okay, Get a bitch.
And I ain't trying to kiss it,
and I ain't trying to, no, not at all, like, because
I'm turning these cats left.
Lawyers, I got to pay bills, like, I don't have time for this shit, like.
I'm turning these cats left.
I can do it if I want, but the law loopholes is hard to get out. You got to have that money, that ching ching,
like,
that chicken.
People be having me, people be cracking me up. All this subliminal stuff on Facebook. And speaking of subliminal,
oh, fuck them. Because people who got time to do that shit, they ain't got time to do nothing for themselves, though.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll see what.
So take that
and
energy and turn it into some positive,
man,
shit. Fuck them.
I'm just going to say, well, all the subliminals out there, check out Key West's Eye of the Storm Entertainment presents the 80s Party. Eye of the Storm presents the 80s Party. Anyway.
September 25th, get your tickets because I need some money. Y'all hear me say that shit. Come down to the office. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Fourth and
South. Fourth and South.
Oh, man, I'm going to come down there like the pizza delivery man.
Yeah, Fourth and South, in your mouth. Star Wars all the time. We're going to have a chewy area. So definitely handle your business. Get on your knees. We're going to have a door. We're going to have a door for regular people. Then we're going to have a half door for the niggas that come in on their knees. Exactly.
You down there tomorrow? I might come down there tomorrow.
You're coming through the half door. Like, no.
That's actually some very funny shit. We got the half door. Niggas coming in on their knees.
Are you down there tomorrow, though?
Yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'll be there. All
right.
Yeah,
hit up my phone. I might try to come down there.
Yeah, definitely. Come see the white wall.
Nah, I'll be doing that network.
The half door is going to be for everybody coming in. Enter on your knees. Fall and come get these.
Yo, we got to do a Bugman and TV Magazine collabo track with me, Key West, Honest Fire, all on that joint.
Yeah, I'm
we
down
gotta
with that.
We got to do a collabo track on that.
I'm down with
fire with me. All you gotta do is come through the studio and leave some verses. That's what you gotta do.
Y'all ain't gonna put me on the track though. That's crazy.
No,
like,
I said,
Seema,
you can do the little part I got in my verse where you got Moonlight. Oh, you like that, Daddy?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you don't like it. You gotta do it.
I don't gotta do that.
You gotta do it. Come on, please. Come on, please. No.
We had to just show up. Listen, Philly Shine is not a place where we do things conventionally, especially when it's hosted by Honest Fire. Everybody speaks. We respect each other because it's just where everybody gets the chance to be in a real community where you're able to show off, get in on the topic, vent. Everybody's able to vent. Like, you just talk your shit. Show off your Twitter, your updates, your showcase. I don't care if it's on the same day as ours, because we still go hard and get our shit popping. Definitely always tune in. And tune in tonight. I'm so glad. I'm proud of you, Rena. The new website to get on Blog Talk is blogtalkradio.com/Philly Shine Radio. Philly Shine Radio. Definitely. Tune in 646-929-0172, 11 p.m. Friday, Busbandit TV. I got the night off. Y'all know Fridays. I ain't doing that shit. I'm be playing on the phone. I'm going to call him like, I see you, motherfucker. Yeah, took that shit back.
And I got this app on my phone that changed my number a couple of times, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm calling like eight different numbers. You're going to think there's people calling in from Australia.
Well, I ain't going to be able to get in line.
No, Reno, funny.
Oh, yo,
I forgot to tell you that
Best of Key West is dropping November 23rd. You know what I mean?
Am I on it?
Going in.
I'm having a party Black Friday at Mill Creek.
All right, well,
you know
it ain't about
nothing.
Am I on that, Key West?
Reno, let's do something.
Oh, yeah, don't buy that. Don't buy that shit. Don't buy that shit.
No,
Reno,
listen,
that one,
listen,
don't
Reno.
Buy it. Like, no, like, I'm playing.
Reno, listen, like, the best of Key West stuff is my best work since, like, 2003.
Yeah.
But I'm putting
so you
got to
put me
on
it. This is going to be the best track you never put on there. So you're going to put this on there, right?
If he shut up, he can hear me say, let's do something real quick. So I can
let's go
that.
Right now.
No.
I'm in the studio right now.
See, now, it's you. You the one that's playing the role that got a man normally play with being freaking loud as hell and shit.
Yo, it's the end of the night. My show is next, so you got to give it to me. I'm a little excited.
All
right,
I'm
excited
it.
For you, Reno.
Yeah, you excited, man. You acting like a little faggot, man. Calm down.
Don't be mad. Don't get mad. Get glad. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't get mad. Get yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that.
We're all about to get this. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people don't know what ROI even means, and y'all motherfuckers getting on my nerves. Fucking lie to me about mine. I be looking at y'all niggas for compensation. And y'all looking at me like, oh shit, I ain't make no money. I ain't got time for that shit. Okay.
I know that's right. Nobody got time for that crying bitch and shit.
Check me out on Game Hunter Radio. Like, no,
Game Hunter Radio.
Whatever.
Radio show. Yo, we got. I heard he was trying to talk about me or whatever, and some niggas called in and played him and shit. Niggas, I'm from Southwest. Don't go there,
but check me out. I got a new show coming out.
Philly Shout Radio.
My radio show be back in October. I took some time off. I'm getting this music together.
Uh-oh.
No.
But you gonna come back stronger than ever on Philly Shine Station.
I'm getting the show all the time.
That 2 hour hot or make it or break it. I gotta hear that. I can't wait for the first make it or break it.
Yeah.
2 hours. I gotta hear that.
He's
gonna play songs that we've been playing, and he's going to trash them, and I'm gonna be real sad, but.
Yo, look.
If you can't beat him, join him. If you think he's whack and you know you can't beat him, agree with him.
I'm gonna put it to you like this: when the go hard or go home come back, like I'm not being nice. I'm giving my opinion. If you don't like
well,
me,
well, I need to be
see
I
me
need
up
to be a co-host because that's not my alley.
Let's do that. Let's trash him.
Let's trash them.
Like, it's a couple people.
You mixed it right. You mixed it wrong. The song don't even sound right. Get your weight the fuck up.
But like, it was a couple people I ain't trash because.
Wait, what you gonna say?
I said it was a couple people I ain't trash because you know we's friends or whatever. But they seem to be backbiters too. So I'ma trash your music too. You know what I mean? I'm going to know everybody. And you know why? Because I'm a bully and y'all can't beat me.
I feel like somebody you know, Seema. I think my sisters like you because you act just like me, Key West. I swear to God.
Key West got a new label. He is now titled the Bugby and the TV Bully. So get at
him.
Yeah,
I take that.
I like that.
Who got a problem with Bugby and the TV? I might just be eating rabbits and Buck Bandit TV. Like
his ass gonna be on some Suge Knight shit. Like,
well, let
that's
me
right.
I need to be the instigator then, because every bully need an instigator. Not to do that. Like, yo,
you know what?
Just
point somebody out, right, and just start talking trash, and I'm gonna just hit them. That's how we gonna do it.
Right, I'm gonna be all sweet. Like, look, man, I don't like them. You fucking corny. Like, that shit whack. What you gonna do? You ain't gonna do shit. Hit me.
That's the one thing I love about Seema. Seema's keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Key West definitely is a bully. I'm glad. I be telling people, you know what I'm saying, how I be feeling about certain situations. And they always got my back. All I know is a bunch of riders, like, wow.
What is that?
Like, walk a flopper.
Let me stop.
Come on, that's supposed to be geometry.
I forgot we still on the air. I'm about to say something super fresh to you.
No, I didn't know that. We're still on the air.
Shout out to all the callers still hanging in on it. So everybody line is open. So.
That's what's up.
Man, shut up, Reno.
I just want everybody to come out for my birthday.
Where your party going to be? Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Lux Lounge.
Oh, all right. As long as you don't say Fusion, y'all. As long as you ain't say Fusion.
No, I'm not having
a party at Fusion. I was at Fusion last week. This fat girl had on a bridal veil, and she was on the catwalk. And I was laughing, and all her friends was like, why are you laughing at her? I was like, look at her.
Girl, I was at Fusion one time, and this bitch was doing a bicycle up there with some thick-ass, like, clogs on. I was over there.
Yo, Fusion be drawing. And then all the boys come through with their super tight shirts. Like, come on, man.
My party going to be crazy. It ain't going to be nothing but bad-ass girls in there, fly-ass niggas. Everybody going to be getting fucked up. We're going to have a good time. Anybody who starts talking shit, they're getting kicked the fuck out by courtesy of Key West, since you're the book.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick them out. If you're a guy and you wear a shirt so tight I can see your nipples, I'm hitting you.
y'all know
you gonna have a sore hand. You gonna be hitting niggas all night with them tight ass.
If you're a man carrying a man bag, I'm hitting you.
He's
like, man, ain't no purses. A European man bag. Yeah.
European man bag.
Yo, y'all know what? Another thing that I've noticed, and I don't know what this means. I know when a bitch don't do her hair, all she care about is dick. Then when I see a gay man that's dressed bad, I don't know what the fuck that means, because I never see a gay man that looks like a bum. Like, a lot of gay guys, I'm going to be honest, y'all niggas, what the fuck? Like, why don't y'all be dressed up? Y'all niggas normally be dressed the fuck fine as shit and not just sloppy or just looking a mess. Like, I'm tired of it. Does that mean you got AIDS now or you just don't care anymore?
Oh,
like,
man, that's dirty.
Like, I just don't get it. I don't know what it means. Like, why?
Yeah.
I know when the person don't care about their fucking appearance, it means something. Like a bitch that don't care about her hair, she's like, oh, I'm just going to fuck him and her. And then,
yeah,
you know?
Maybe they just tired of having a dick. Like, some of them is going through that. Like,
yeah, maybe you're heartbroken.
Like,
I guess it might be a heartbroken guy.
Oh, I got cursed out by a faggot like 2 weeks ago.
Yo, faggots don't like me.
I was just walking
either up
the street. He was like, what the fuck are you looking at, bitch? I will fuck you. <again." laughs> He told me he was going to fuck the shit out of my man. I was like, okay.
No, yo, I ain't even going to I might have laughed at that, though.
I'm going to break up your conversation real quick before Blog Talk cut me off. I want to play some more music real quick.
No, man. I'm not going
to
hear that.
I don't want to hear no music. I don't want to hear no music. I want to say my story about...
We got a lot of people on the line, so we're going to play some music, and then they can hear your story when we come back.
I don't want to
hear
no
damn
music,
man.
I don't want to hear music. You want to
play
the goddamn
music.
Listen, though, I don't want to play no music.
I'm running the switchboard, so
I don't care what you're doing. I hang up the... Listen, Reno. It's like, we is at 1:30. We is in overtime right now. On Philly Shine. On Philly Shine. I want to play, if we won't play anything, the only song I want to hear is Grown Man from Street Lotto, or that's it. That's all I want to hear. I don't even want to hear that. I ain't want to hear that neither. So I'm about to play what I wanted to hear since I got to hear.
What they do, what they do. It's about entertainment. Single, get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm rapping X-Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I press the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Then
is spinning with the AC winning. And it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field and he's catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doing, what we doing, making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this, silly bitches, ball status. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Trickin' for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. Money making the day, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Poppin' house on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to play, so you don't get paid to be a freak.
You don't get paid to be a freak. Shout out to everybody chilling with us. You know what I mean? We about to do a little roll call. Everybody listening to us, trip out. You could have joined us. Guys, we all talk as one on Philly Style and have some fun. Reno, who else is going to with us? Yes.
Yeah. Right now, just.
who we got in the building?
M.B. the realist is on
M.B.
the
line.
He ain't said not a word.
Yeah, I bet
he's chilling. He's falling back. And I dig that. He's falling back, listening in. You know what I mean?
Yo, Reno, so shut up, yo. Just tell us on the line, man.
Yo.
Hey. Go ahead, continue on, Reno, please. Continue, please.
And we definitely got 816 in the building.
That's my girl, Persia. Bobo.
Yeah.
Yo, what's
she ain't going nowhere.
Shout out to Persia. Who else?
Somebody just hung up. They was scared to talk. They was like, oh, shit, roll call. I ain't ready for that.
It's cool.
It was probably one of them noodles that was talking trash and wanted to talk to me at the same time.
Said, who that nigga? Key West? That nigga?
That nigga punched me in my mouth. That's what they said.
Oh, you Key West, I heard about you. You just be stopping niggas and shit.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that about Key West. Key West was Tommy Flame's underboss, you know what I'm saying? And then Key West got bred up.
Key West made it through.
He made it through. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like 50 Cent, get rich or die trying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with Reno.
I think Reno on
golf course all crazy.
Oh, yeah, I do be
playing
golf now.
I saw you with the Tiger
Woods
hands on. Yeah.
I do be golfing like crazy now, like for real.
Who be golfing?
Me.
No.
Who that, Kila?
Yeah.
At the luncheon. You be in the luncheon with Bill Gates.
Yo, I'm trying to golf.
Yo, you got to go with me then. You got to go with me.
Well, you got to bring me so I can golf, because that's what I'm trying to do.
Yo, it's mad fun.
I think our mother would be very proud of how you pronounce golf.
She said golf.
I would like to golf
to be eat so you can pass the salt.
You can pass me the salt. Thank you.
That's cool. Yo, Walia Umi got all crazy on me the other day, right? She was cursing about something.
She called me my real name, yo. I just love it, right?
My bad.
You can call me Walia. It's no problem.
I call her Walia all the time. Walia.
Because she asked me, do I got a friend or with her boyfriend or anything?
Walia.
Don't give him no. Yo, Ida, you listening? She's like, don't give him no coochie. She was like, don't get them dirty niggas no coochie. Then she was like, hold on, I got another.
Hello.
After she was cursing and everything, she was like, don't give them fucking niggas no coochie, don't give them shit. And she's like, hold on, my darling. I have another call of the other
the line. Please wait. Please, please, please wait. Oh, my God. She just
no. went straight up crazy on me. First of all, my mom is crazy. Like, that's one lady, like, that you really, really, really got to give her a pass. Like, listen, she going to say some stuff, and y'all just never heard this type of stuff before, okay? So, just let it go. It's my mom. I'll hook you up, okay?
Honest, how your sister doing? Tell her I said what's up, like, you know.
You talking about those?
You, it was a bunch of us, right?
Exactly, Reno. Exactly.
Reno met my older sister and blew his breath away. And also, shout out to my girl GB. Definitely new music coming soon on Felicia. Check out on Facebook. What's your name on Facebook? Shout out to Facebook, girl.
What up? Find GB Hanifa for Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ignoring her.
What's her name again on Facebook? That's a long ass chair.
Fatima.
What's up, GB?
Hey, had a baby.
He bad as hell. No, he good. He's so damn smart. He only one. He going to the potty. He doing big things. Talking
in the
things.
World.
Yeah.
Oh, Wazim, I want to see you.
I know
we all did. Reno, you stupid, yo.
Reno is a
mess. Oh, yeah, what's up, Key West?
Yo, what's up?
Good, how are you?
I don't know. I'm drunk a little bit.
I'm drunk too, Key West. That's what's up.
That's what's up, you know.
Okay.
I can't drink.
Yo, you know what Key West just heard? You know what Key West just heard in his mind, that whole conversation?
Basically. I just heard a lot of women talking to me, and I just was like, yeah.
Damn.
You ain't got to worry about all that.
Oh.
If you got enough pussy, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
You said what?
She said, if you got enough pussy, you wouldn't worry about all that.
I got enough, but how they say enough is
well,
never enough, but let me stop.
Oh, no.
I really
got to shout out the new pictures. Everybody definitely stepping their game up. I like that. Check out my new pictures. I got my legs all looking like they need to be opened up and licked on. But
yeah,
just
wow.
Be at the doors. I'm saying, come to my fucking face. Don't be on no bitch ass shit. I don't like bitch ass shit. Okay, thank you. Coming.
No bitch assness.
I need some music videos from y'all for BBTV Presents. Like, I ain't getting no music videos from you or Cuba.
I'm gonna give you a porno.
Yo, you got my music videos.
No,
to tear
no,
it up,
you're not honest because if I ain't getting paid, I ain't sponsoring that shit.
Oh, God. Well, so I see what you want me to be a fucking prostitute, stripper, and shit. Like, you need to use your big hand and stick it with your own.
I didn't say a prostitute or a porn star.
GB is filling the system. GB
is
filling the system. Like, you got to dump
you can go and make us some bread if you want to be a stripper. You can make at least $800 a night. Like, just go do the shit.
And listen, I got something on some niggas that spend money. And then I want a fuck.
And then Drake and I'm going to be talking about too. Not Madonna, whatever the damn girl is. Please tell Ines I'm on fire. She should work tonight.
I just need a cut.
Yo, you know what? y'all definitely, if y'all ever see me prostitute, they gave me a roofie. Or y'all see me stripping this shit, they roofied me and they got me on stage. While I see me talking stuff, I don't need to get on a pole. I can just twirl and shit. So I'll be all high up, twirling. And the two.
Well, you know, I don't know the name.
You just gotta squat and smack your ass and it's going to jiggle like it's clapping. Like, I'm
Well, you know, Rufy's my middle name.
Oh, wait. That's not cool.
I ain't going golfing with you, Key West. I got a special drink. It's called Two Options. Give it a take. Like, no. I'm joking, nigga. You dead serious.
That's
the I don't do roofies. That's crazy.
It took you too long to say you joking. Once you heard ain't nobody laughing, and you're like, oh, no, it was a joke.
No, I don't do roofies, but I got enough money to keep getting you liquored up, so you know. Hey, that's real rat.
I got enough money to keep getting you liquored up. That's a real
joke. It's cool. Definitely, I'm happy for everybody tuning into the show. It was crazy. We went a half an hour overtime. I liked all how everybody, you know what I mean? We could definitely just all talk as a group, artists, entertaining. Everybody is listening. Thank you for the numbers. Thank you. We're growing. Philly Shine is more than a show now. It's a station. We have Buck Bandit TV, the show, Fridays, Fire. It's going to be more segments coming up.
Definitely, Kima Wise still coming soon. Just hold on, I got some negotiations. I'm gonna start having a fan show, and I'm definitely gonna have to have GB on there because I'm like one of the biggest fucking fans. This bitch is crazy. Like, we gotta get some hot new bars and shout out to Honest. Definitely shout out to you. We all, y'all definitely check out the archive shows. I've been talking about you. We played the joint with you, Shelly, and on PD.
A lot of DJs, a lot of DJ shows that draw a lot of love. Like, yes, a whole lot of love. Definitely. I won on that, John. Good shit. I won on it. What's up with that? Now I'm just going, now from now on I just play the first verse and the last verse. Like, no. But I got a bone to pick with Shelly Ann. I can't wait to see his fucking ass tomorrow when I go down South Street. I'm going to cuss you right out. He works down South Street, too, in the jewelry store or whatever. I don't know the name of it. But tune in tomorrow night. Reno going to be doing this thing. Good night, Key West. Good night, Reno. Good night, Seema. Good night, Philly Shine. Everybody called in. Shout out to Crystal Ashley making an appearance. Persia Sound, find her on Buck Branded TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. More to come. She doing that rock, beautiful soul music. Amazing artist. Shout out to Guilty147 calling in. All my Twitter friends joining the show. Beautiful ladies. Donnie, let's make some money, girl. Seema, happy birthday. It's going down. Key West, see you the 25th. See you tomorrow. We'll be on tomorrow because y'all about to call in tomorrow. Oh yeah, we're gonna be on. We're calling into the Janet Reno show.
No, to the Buck Bandit Reno, that Buck Bandit TV.
Oh, Buck Bandit Reno. Definitely check out Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YolaSite.com
for PS Radio, KW Radio, Buck Bandit TV Radio. Buck Bandit TV Live 24/7.
Also, all you sexy men who bought your Star Wars game, come down fourth and south through the fucking half door. Crawling
to the
right
new office. The new office.
Come right in through the half door in the position. So,
wow.
Shout out to Honest Fire and her new office.
Thank you, Reno. Shout out to you, Reno.
Shout out to Honest Fire.
Shout out to everybody listening to the Mwah. And that be the realest. He definitely do his thing on Reverb Nation. We're going to play his music on Saturday night show. We're going to show him love on Tuesday. I'm going to definitely hold you down. My guest is going to be Knowledge, Lights Out Entertainment. Mwah. See you guys. Good night.
Damn, that was a long-ass show.